Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, let me tell you about some exciting events I have coming up. Starting with Friday night, July 5th, we'll be out at the Firebird. And I was invited to host this big party happening over there with Outrun the Fall, celebrating the release of their single, The Jackal. And we're going to be kicking that party off about 7. Get this, for $10, $10 tickets, includes free barbecue. It's going to be an amazing night full of live music, barbecue, rock and roll, and good friends and good times. Along with Outrun the Fall, you'll got Out Amongst the Masses, 13 Minutes, LTH, and Six is High. Tickets available at the door or online at firebirdstl.com. So come on out to that party. And I also want to tell you about another one I'm super excited about. On July 9th, I returned to Naked Vine for my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase featuring Jesse McCleary and Zach Anderson of Old Capitol Square Dance Club, along with David Manis of the Manis Brothers. So come on out to that show. Again, those are $10 cover now. 7 o'clock start. All three riders sitting on stools, sharing stories behind these songs, having a great time out there. Again, that's Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, July 9th, every second Tuesday of the month. If you haven't been out there to Naked Vine, let me tell you about them. Serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. You can come by out there on Wednesday, July 3rd, and see Alligator Wine playing all your favorite Grateful Dead tunes. On Friday, July 5th, Last Dance, a tribute to Tom Petty out there. And on Saturday, July 6th, Hillary Fitz Band returns to Naked Vine. You can find all this information and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I also want to give a big shout out to Joseph Meyer Club. If you haven't been over there, check it out at josephmeyerclub.com. You can purchase their brand new foaming aftershave and use my code RPPJMC20 during checkout for an exclusive 20% off. There's always free shipping. It's a great product. Smells awesome. I love it. I think you will too. Find more information on their Facebook page. And again, josephmeyerclub.com. All right, everybody. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. Have a great day.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Brandon.
And this is Ryan.
Of Outrun the Fall. And you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast. Shane, you got any snacks?
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Stop us tonight. You've already lost this war. You broke us down and it's time to take this life.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Brandon and Ryan of Outrun the Fall.
Hey,
Welcome back to the show, guys.
What's up, Shaner?
This is cool, man. I'm glad to be back here hanging with you guys, talking brand new Outrun the Fall tunes. Well, at least one. We got the single out there now, but hopefully a lot more coming soon. But we have a lot of things happening. We got a big show coming up. So I felt it would be very appropriate to hang out and talk about all this stuff. But anyway, let's get the details out there. We do have a big party July 5th. You can come out and see Outrun the Fall headlining at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's not just a concert.
With
your ticket, we get some free barbecue, which has definitely got my attention.
Yeah, from Dickie's Smokehouse. He's setting up a new brick and mortar in Winfield. But he makes some incredible food. People are going to be very impressed.
I think it's also very appropriate with the holiday. It feels right, you know.
Backyard barbecue bash, 4th of July, the whole thing. Yeah, it all kind of came together.
So we got, but we are celebrating the release of The Jackal, the brand new single from Outrun the Fall. And you've invited along Out Amongst the Masses, which obviously longtime friends of ours.
Gary and the gang.
Yep. So
I think it's Gary's birthday or celebrating his birthday, so there will be cake.
Nice. Yeah, man. And it's good to see them back because they've kind of been on a bit of a hiatus since Jay moved away. So it'd be good to see those boys back on stage rocking. So it's going to be a fun night. Along with Out Amongst the Masses, you'll have Six is High and LTH. And I forgive me if I get it wrong, but is it just pronounced 8 minutes or
13 minutes?
Or, I mean, 13.
They use a Roman numeral, but it is 13 minutes.
It was an X, not a V. I was thinking right. So
it's all good.
Whatever.
Get your Roman numerals together, Shane.
But they're from out of town, right? Correct.
They are. They're traveling through on their way to like a big festival show, and they always pass through. They've never really stopped. And so we're kind of playing host. I told them I'd feed them some barbecue and get them a few bucks in their pocket for the road on their way.
Yeah.
And they're pretty awesome. I mean, they're pretty rocking. They're going to come with some good energy that night. And you know, they're super thankful for the hospitality on the stop. I think Lane Love's one of the promoters of the show. She got them some comped hotel rooms and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. Obviously, I just I'm trying to be a good host, as I would in my own home. Mm-hmm. Band coming in from out of town through St. Louis, jump on our show. I want to do everything I can to make them feel comfortable. You know, it's hard when you're leaving town and going and playing somewhere else. You're not from there. You don't know anyone. Your friends aren't out in the crowd, you know, like usual. So I'm just trying to hook them up.
I forget the name, but I think they just put a brand new song out there too. So, Obsession, or Obsessed?
They posted in the event.
I listened to a brand new song by them and I was digging it. So it was fun. Definitely check them guys out and of course see them live. July 5th at the Firebird, $10 tickets available right now, right?
Yeah, they're online. The event page has some links and the bands have links out as well. We're trying something new with online tickets, trying to utilize technology. The good news is that there's no service fee. So, you know, it's the same as if you were buying a paper ticket from one of the bands, but no one has to meet up and buy a ticket and, oh, I don't know if my friend's coming or not, you know. So we'd hopefully take the guessing game out of it and just make it convenient for everyone to get tickets. So,
and each ticket sold includes free barbecue for the evening. So
while supplies last, obviously, but, you know, I'm going to try and accommodate anyone who shows up. But it's going to be good eats. And then, of course, you know, if there's extra sitting around, you know, we might roll some brats off the grill, you know, later in the evening, something quick and easy that people can snag up as they go. I just want to have a party, man. I don't want to just make it a show. We can do shows, no problem, but make it a party. It's a celebration. We want to hang out with our friends and celebrate the song.
Right. Yeah, man. And tell me about this guy. You got some guy hosting the show too.
Yeah, it's being hosted by Shane Presley, Rock Paper Podcast.
Never heard of the guy.
No, he's
not a fan.
No, we're going to run him out of town.
I'm thrilled, man. I'm pumped to be a part of this. Obviously, you guys have been my homies for a long time. So.
That's exactly why we wanted you to do it, because you've been a friend for a long time. You played a big part in Outrun the Fall, kind of keep still going. I remember talking to you outside the pageant, going into the Story of the Year show. Me, you, and Josh were standing there, and was like, still in limbo, didn't know what we were going to do with the name change, and just kind of a lot of uncertainty, you know. And I mean, you were like, boy, I really hope you guys keep going, because I like watching you guys do it. And so, you know, thank you for that. And that was something that always resonated with me. You know, you've been a supporter from the very beginning and always have been. So it makes sense for you to be the one kind of hosting the festivities.
Yeah. Last time I hosted a show there, I dressed as Macho Man Randy Savage and I threw out Slim Jim. So I'll have to find something to step up my game for this one.
Oh, there will be snacks, Shane. Yeah. We're going to make that happen.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of snacks.
Please.
I did just see the post on Facebook that, you know, the Christmas cakes, the little trees.
The trees, man.
From Little Debbie's.
Yes.
They're bringing them back for July, for Christmas in July. So you can now get your Little Debbie Christmas trees in stores in July. So
that's huge news.
Biggest news I've heard in quite some time.
So I'm gonna go check all the stores and find them, see if I can
get them. Let us know when we can get those.
Yep. So that was definitely some good news for me, because those are delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
So
thank you very much.
Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast, Little Debbie's. Right. What? Last time we were, man, I think we hung out in Todd's basement. We ate a whole
zebra cake rolls and brownies and stuff.
We destroyed some stuff, man.
Oh,
it was good.
Today was the pizza part.
Yeah, today was pizza.
Yep.
Not to brag.
Right.
We're a food band, or at least I'm a food person and I'm in the band, so by default they become a food band.
What, Ryan, weren't you petitioning to change the band name to Outrun the Food or something?
Outrun,
It was. It was. Can't outrun the food. Outrun the fart as well. But.
Yeah. Well, like I said, grab some tickets, come party with these guys, and celebrate the release of The Jackal. And so tell me more. I mean, let's get into the song. And you guys are also, we had the 3-song EP out there digitally, but did I hear that you guys are having those at the party?
So it's been out digitally. And then The Jackal kind of became a kind of standalone song for us. It was one of the first things we started writing with the new lineup when Ryan was included. And if you haven't seen like the lyric video and read the lyrical content, it's a very cathartic song for us. It deals with some stuff that we went through, the hardships that we went through during the transition to Outrun the Fall. And so it means a lot to us as a band, because we don't always put ourselves out there like that, but we really did on this one. We obviously had some stuff we had to get out. And it came to the way it came together from a writing perspective, I don't think anything has ever come that easy. And so, I mean, that definitely tells us that we tapped into something, and it just came together. So, but people have been asking, you know, where's the hard copies of the EP? And I was like, man, it's 2019. I didn't think anybody even want those. Sure. And like, we don't really mess with vinyl, and I know that's kind of a thing, but for people who like collect vinyl and do that sort of thing, it's kind of a smaller market. But the demand was there, so I went ahead and I got what we're calling the deluxe edition self-titled EP, which comes with the 3 songs that were on there that were available digitally, but then also The Jackal is on there as well. So you can, and you know, we did some artwork. You know, there's some mentions in the thank you section, you know, for people that, you know, help support us and get us going on the new venture as Outrun the Fall. Those will be available at the party as well.
Nice.
You know, might catch me in a great mood. I might be throwing some out for free. Hey-o. You never know. You never know. I mean, if the mood should strike me. We're going to have some new shirts.
It's some merch.
We got some new shirts. It's a limited run on shirts for just this release party and celebrating this song. So it'll be related to The Jackal in some way.
Nice.
So, going to have some cool stuff. with all that.
Well, let's talk about the Jekyll, and I want to share the audio on this episode. If anybody hasn't heard it, which you can find it digitally everywhere, but we're going to play it right now. This song you recorded at Encapsulated Studios.
Yeah, right? kind of half and half. We tracked the drums at Encapsulated, and then we had the pleasure of going into Matt Amelung's basement. And he had a couple working titles then, like Cellar Studios and By the Airport Recordings and stuff like that. Like he hadn't really landed on one yet, but to us it was Matt's basement, and I mean, you're talking like the best possible environment. You're sitting on the couch hanging with Matt Amelung.
Not to be confused with Matt Dad's basement.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Saw Tupac.
But yeah, and that was kind of, we had worked with him on the last 5 years on anything we recorded. I'm going back to Hollow Point Heroes days even. So, you know, it was kind of work with him again. And
yeah. We should say that this episode is recorded, I guess, 2 days since the, or one day. I guess, since the news that Matt Amelung passed. And
yeah.
We are all severely saddened by the news. Obviously, it's very heartbreaking. I feel awful for all of his friends and family, and of course his wife Ashley. We may not have been like the closest, but we were all buddies. You know, especially you guys working in the studio side by side.
We weren't like best friends or anything, hanging out all the time. But
you automatically get to know each other.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And I mean, even working with him, that's a testament to the type of guy he was. I mean, you felt like you were friends with him when you were hanging with him and recording music. So it's easy to feel like you were closer friends with him than.
That's exactly what I wrote online. Was like everybody. I mean, I've had tons of those bands that have been in his studio have come on my show afterwards, and a bunch of them they all say the same thing, that it's the hang. You know, getting to be in the studio with Matt and just getting to hang out and bullshit and stuff and have fun like that. Like, yeah, it's fun making cool music and all the stuff that you're really proud of, but it's those times where the mics aren't recording and you're just gonna hang out and that was some of the stuff that people like often talked about, like was just getting to hang with Matt was always a lot of fun. So we're gonna miss him, man, for sure. He's a huge part of this St. Louis music scene and especially the rock scene anybody that's been following along online, it's just been flooded with people's stories, and it's really, really cool to see the amount of love and that he's getting, because he deserves it all. And it's just kind of crazy to see the impact that guy made in the short amount of time he's been here. So,
it's been a rough couple of days, man. Hard to find the words, Sure. You don't. It's kind of a thin line. You don't want to sit here and talk about your own band's music and stuff, but yet. He definitely impacted and formulated us as a band over the course of the 5 years, taught us a lot of stuff about ourselves and about our music and how to be better, and really push us to be the best that we can. So of course I'm going to talk about the music in relation to him, because that was my connection.
Do you guys have a particular moment that comes to mind working with Matt in studio or anything? Even the Jackal or before, besides him yelling at you to tune your guitars and everything?
Actually passed us a guitar that would not fall out of tune.
Oh, yeah?
That pretty much told me what he thought of my guitar. It was kind of cool, though. Yeah. He could just beat it all around and it never
stays
dead on.
Especially for him being a guitar player. I mean, I'm sure you guys bonded a lot over that kind of stuff, like just talking guitars and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. He was just a wizard. I didn't work with him that much. I worked with him on this last song, but he's a wizard. He just has ideas, endless ideas. He had endless ideas, and I mean that's all you can really say. It's like, I don't know what to do here. He probably does, or he's got 20 different ideas to throw at you, and that's like anybody he recorded with, I'm sure. There's a touch of him on that, almost guaranteed. Pretty much, I know on ours for sure. So I can't say that I had a super standout moment other than handing me a guitar that won't fall out of tune.
Well, for me, it was the debut EP, self-titled EP that Out Run the Fall released last year. We were going through some things, going through the transition, and I called him up, and I had this session booked the next day, when things really went down within the band and everything imploded. And I called him and I said, "Hey, here's the situation. I know I lose my deposit, but I don't think I can, we can do this. And I don't know what we're going to do. We just lost a member and he was a key songwriter, and there was just a lot of uncertainty." And he straight up was like, I'm down to go to the studio and let's see what we can do. Let's do it. Let's not cancel it. And I mean, and that was like the pebble in the pond that hit the ripples across it, and got this band, first couple steps, one in front of the other to carry on, change the name. We're going to be fine, And so he was just helping us figure that out and navigate that and still track those three songs, And then, I'll never forget. I got a message at 1:30 in the morning from him, and I'm a night owl, so I was still up. And I know he was kind of tossing a Hail Mary probably that late, but he was just like, hey man, can I, you know, can you mind if I do a little guitar on that? Can I do some guitar ideas that I got in my head? If you hate them, you know, we'll delete them. But if you like them, you know, and I was like, dude, of course. Like I was kind of like shocked that he would even like suggest that. And he's like, you know, I can't join the band or nothing, but like, I've got some ideas for guitar. And so he laid them down, and there, some of them are actually in the final recording. You can hear them in the mix.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool that like forever he's going to be on there. You know, he didn't want his name like put on the album. You know, I never even intended on telling this story, but it meant a lot to me that he made sure that we were going to carry on. And that we were going to, you know, sound as best as possible. You know, we layered some guitars and did some cool stuff that made the final mix. So
nice, yeah man, yeah. That's I think that's super cool too. Like to have a guy like him, like, and I mean, you know, there's many of them, but that are incredible musicians, along with being in, you know, incredible engineers, and have these ideas, and then like I was thinking something like this, and like you know, whatever, and grab a guitar and just do it, and it's like, all right, well that was way cool. Like, so it's like,
see, and I'm not even saying that like, hey, come check out this recording because Matt Amlung's on it. Like I said, it was something that was never going to be said, but now in hindsight, looking back, like that was a very special moment, you know, for me and him, because like I was lost. I didn't know, as the going from being two guitar players in the band to being the only guitar player in the band, it was very scary for me to go in the studio and be like doing all the guitar stuff by myself.
Sure.
And he was right there with me, and we figured it out.
So. And I think that speaks highly of his character, that he cared more about you guys, the project, and getting this thing to done, you know, getting it, making it whatever it take to make it possible, you know, and like, so even if it took him playing the guitar part or whatever it took. So, but yeah, man, this, some heavy stuff. Obviously, you know, we're all thinking about him, and we're going to miss him. So, yeah. But check it out if you want to keep, I've said it before, that's the beautiful thing about this music, man, is like it's going to live on. So you can keep celebrating Matt and listen to the Jackal and hear his work on, you know, creating that with you guys. And I mean, everything else from Ashland and Discrepancies. And
he's been so much good music
all over St. Louis music lately. So. There's a lot of good stuff out there that he's been had his hands on. Story.
He was the best of the best. I mean, he set the bar.
Well, yeah. So get out there and listen to it, and tell all your friends about it and stuff. But let's shift gears a little bit, guys. Again, we are celebrating this release and this party. We got the tickets available firebirdstl.com.
Yeah, it's like Eventbrite is like the site they're using. Again, you've had to forgive me because this is kind of new for us.
Well, I think you can get through the website, right?
You can,
So then I'll lead you to the Eventbrite, or you can go to the Facebook event.
Yeah.
Or,
and they'll let you in at the doors for the same price. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, the bands each have their own link for pre-sales and stuff, and that kind of helps track, like, you know, who sales go with who. Sure. But I'm not worried about that, man. I'm just trying to have a party, and I want as many people there as possible. You know, we're celebrating the song. You know, obviously, everybody in the scene's, you know, dealing with, you know, the loss of Matt in different ways. Like, I mean, I remember when Jesse passed from Fivefold?
Yep.
I was at a local show that night. Matter of fact, one of my old bands was playing that night, and I just remember like so many people came to that show just so we could all be in the same room and exchange stories about Jesse and stuff, you know. And that was another situation where I didn't know him well, but I definitely felt the love and the power in the room as everyone was kind of getting together and hanging out that night at a show. So I invite everyone to, you know, it'll be a party. There'll be food, you know. And if you're looking for somewhere to come be, you know, with other people, you know, from the scene and be together and kind of deal with it together, then that'd be a good place to do
it. I agree, man. I think, like, you know, it's moments like these to see everybody step up and, like, you realize that how much of a family the scene is and everything. How we all rally around each other and support each other when we need to and stuff. I mean, at times it might feel like you're kind of out there on your own, but then like...
Or competitiveness and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, when we're all getting our grind on and doing our own thing, it doesn't feel as close as it does when like tragedy strikes, you know, but it's just one of those things that when crappy stuff happens, I know I flock to be around friends and other and familiar faces and people that I know understand what I'm going through. And so, definitely. You know, I mean, that's where, you know, I like to get with everyone. And
yeah, you, while I got you guys here, I had a couple of things I was thinking about on the way over as I was jamming to the Jackal, on repeat at maximum volume.
Yes.
Yes. But, this is, definitely like, I feel, and not that the other stuff wasn't, but I feel like this is of the four songs currently out there, this is definitely the heaviest one, I feel like. And of course, Ryan recording on this track. I mean, I know he likes to bring the heavy, so
I bring the heavies,
yep,
for sure. This one was already brought, but I, yep, I definitely want to bring the heavies, yep, not just cholesterol, but that too.
But I mean, I know you guys enjoy kind of, you know, having variety, obviously. But is this kind of a glimpse of what else is coming, or what are you guys going to keep?
Yes and yeah. No. I mean, here's the thing. I mentioned earlier, like, that this song was cathartic for us, and it was us working out some demons, you know, and handling some stuff. So obviously, it took an aggressive path. I mean, it was heavy at first. Matt actually smoothed the edges out a little bit. It was heavier.
Oh yeah.
But he was like, you don't want to alienate everybody who kind of likes some of the softer stuff. So let's polish the edges a little bit. But yeah, I'm glad that you noticed that it is heavier. We have a couple things on deck that are as heavy, if not maybe a little heavier. Yeah, like we've got one on deck that's got kind of a Slipknot style like drum breakdown, yeah, in it, which is, you know, that's unheard of for us. But I mean, we can get heavy. We're not as gnarly as some of the metal bands out there, so we don't run with that crowd.
Right.
We're not heavy enough for them. But yeah, we definitely have some more heat up our sleeves. But then we also have some like really melodic stuff. We've got one that we just finished recording called Falling Faster. That'll be releasing later. But that's more in the vein of like From the Inside and some of the more melodic, softer stuff from like the Hollow Point Heroes album. Sure. You know, Josh can sing. You know, I mean, he obviously, if you've listened to the Jackal, you can hear him scream, and Todd screams, you know, fantastically. But you know, we recognize that Josh can sing also, and so we give him a little bit of room to breathe on some songs. Sure, too, man. So
that's why one thing has always stood out to me from the very beginning of listening to Josh is that he's able to balance both of those very nicely. You know, he can do the scream stuff when he needs it, and it's tasteful. Like, I'm not really into that. Like, it's not for everybody. I like what he does, but when it's like screaming the whole time, like, I just, it's a little too much for me. For a lot of bands, but well, the way he does it, I really dig it. And so I love that he's able to do that scream and also sing like a bird. So yeah, he's a very talented man.
He's a cross between Fergie and Jesus. Yep,
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you check that out. Again, available digitally everywhere. Pick up the CD at the party and take home with you and crank it up in your CD player or whatever, wherever you have one of those.
It's still cool to have hard copies, man.
Yeah, man.
What else you got? You're sure. Tossing me softballs. What other questions you got? You got any hard ones?
Well, I was thinking about too, because I think you guys would have some good response. But I was thinking also, if Outrun the Fall were to do action figures, and each had came with you know, your different accessories.
My answer's pizza.
You got pizza?
I don't even know what the question is.
What is coming in your action figure? What's your accessories with your action figure besides your guitars?
That is a good question.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them like lanyards that has a slice pocket that holds your pizza, and there would be a little piece of pizza in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or a fanny pack.
I can
pizza.
See one of those. And I mean, you could wear the slice while you're playing your guitar, and then you don't get grease on your.
You laugh now,
jackpot.
But I'll have a piece of pizza and you won't.
Right.
So
that, or one of them like slider Oreo dunkers, where like you put it on the cup and you load the Oreo in it, and then it slides it down in the milk, so you don't get milk on your fingers. You ever seen those?
That is some 2030 stuff right
no
there.
No way, man.
Dude, magnets.
It attaches. It's real. It attaches to the glass. Aliens, the Oreo man. Goes into the saddle, and then it has a little lever. Or lever. Is it lever? Lever. The lever, you lower it, and it lowers the cookie down into the glass, and you can leave it in the milk indefinitely.
I like that you said saddle. I just imagine like a little cowboy cookie, like sitting on a saddle.
If that's what it takes, then yeah, cowboy up with your cookie, yeah, man.
A little Old Town Road, you know. did you guys see that video?
Yeah,
the Old Town Road cover.
Yeah, yeah.
That was something. That's for sure. That
do people put anything on the internet these days?
So when are you guys gonna cover that one? Are you guys working on a Billy Ray Cyrus cover?
No. I mean, it's funny that you say that because we did get a message from someone that wants to record kind of like a electronic crossover kind of idea with like our heavy music as like kind of the baseline for it. It's kind of similar to what was the band?
Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring Me the Horizon. Bring Me the Horizon just came out with a song that has like electronic music mixed into it, a lot of synth and stuff, but like their heavy music or their rock music is kind of the basis for it. And someone messaged us and was like, would you guys be interested in doing something like that? And it's like, I want to say yes, but like at the same time, like I want it to be tasteful because right. I like to rock. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah. I think that stuff's fun to like get creative, you know, do something different, just mix it up a little bit to see what happens. And all of a sudden, like, you know, yeah, you never know that could be the sound that everybody's like.
Well, look at a band like Phineas. Okay, Phineas, they just came with As I Lay Dying. Okay, this is a good example of kind of what I'm afraid of with that. So Phineas came with As I Lay Dying, Ryan and I went, and they didn't really do much for me. They didn't blow me away. They were playing with real heavy, like, backing tracks that weren't as awesome as like what they were doing live with their instruments and stuff, and it just really didn't resonate with me. And then like 2 months after the show, Ryan's like, listen to their like recorded music, like what's on their album, like on Spotify, give that a chance. You put it on, it's awesome.
It's
nothing like what we just saw live. Like, no. And if I hadn't given them a second listen to their recorded music, their live show would have ruined it for me. And I think because it's so heavily produced, so much going on in the studio, that they don't know they don't know how to recreate that live, and their live show is hurt by that.
Without 20 guys on stage.
Without, you know, really? going back to my nu metal roots, because I'm a huge nu metal fan, when Korn had their Follow the Leader album, the one that just had like hit after hit after hit, you know, and it really catapulted them into stardom, I read magazine articles, interviews with the guitar players, and they complained that the album was overproduced. And they're literally tap dancing on huge pedal boards trying to recreate the studio sound. And it's just a pain live. And it does hurt the live show. So that's one thing that I love with Hollow Point Heroes. I mean, yeah, maybe just straight loud-ass guitars and loud-ass drums and just straightforward four-on-the-floor rock music isn't what is, like, hot in 2019 and getting on the radio and all that stuff. But, like, at least what I do here in this room, in this rehearsal space, I can take into a studio and or I can take it up onto a stage, and you're going to get pretty damn close to what we bring to the table everywhere. Yeah. Like it's not going to really change a whole lot. You know, I mean, even with like the live show, like if there's little studio tricks or a little studio candy going on, you know, with the production, if we can throw it on a sample pad or run a track or something that will like represent it well, then yeah, we'll incorporate that too, because we want to recreate that, not CD quality, because no one wants to listen to the CD at a live show. Mm-hmm. You know, those are two different worlds, I think. But
yeah. That speaking of Korn, I read that they're releasing their 13th studio album in September, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, I just heard a new single today, and I don't remember.
I'm hoping
the name
for a full like reunion with the original drummer too.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen because of lawsuits and stuff. But
I think David's coming back, man. Yeah.
But I mean, I was a big fan back then.
Yeah, that's kind of great. I mean, that's just still nuts to think about the longevity of that group too. That, you know, 13 records and still going and doing this and
losing key members. You know, I mean, Head was like one of their main songwriters.
Yeah,
and when by losing him, you know, I mean, and I can kind of relate to that. I mean, I lost one of the key songwriters, sure. And it changes things, you know. And it does say a lot, because when your band hits a wall like that, it's gut check time. Like, yeah. who wants to keep going? And some people might not. So,
yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get some more Outrun the Fall tunes. Maybe we'll get into some of this, some weird stuff, and throw some
dubstep.
Yeah,
it's gonna get weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've got one song that's recorded and done, but I think we're gonna try and get another two or three done before releasing them. Let the jackal kind of breathe a little bit, sure. And then, but yeah, hopefully we keep new music coming. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to keep the writing going, and that's kind of shifted, you know, into high gear with Ryan. Now, he's been in the group now about a year, so he's not even the new guy anymore. We actually listen to his ideas and stuff now.
And what's your name?
My name's Ryan, and I play guitar.
Oh, okay.
And I like musics and cookies. Thank you.
Had to get it in there.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I still feel like we've got a good fan base, especially, you know, on the internets, doing great on the internets, and trying to still build the local fan base. And I think barbecue yeah. should do it, Shane.
Right, yep.
Even if you hate music.
You love barbecue.
The barbecue, sure. will be worth your price of admission,
It's
promise.
Vegan friendly. It's ready for everybody.
No, it's not.
No, it's... Is it?
This is not vegan friendly.
Okay, well, whatever. So come on out, yeah. and have barbecue.
$10 barbecue, free music. There we go.
I'm saying, yeah. You just changed the game.
Yeah, there we go. It's gonna be a great night of rock and roll. And again, 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Got to write that time, I think. LTH, Out Amongst the Masses, Six is High, Outrun the Fall. And
Shane Presley,
your boy,
Dickie's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Yeah,
10 cents promotions
all this
will be in the house.
Brought to you by 10 cents.
Lane Loves. She kind of hooked us up with the out of town band and everything. And she's been a big supporter of our music since Riffs for Gifts. I think she was the first time she saw us.
Yeah.
She does her own little. She's got a little podcast. Or
mm-hmm.
It's check that out too.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Support everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is the first time we've all been in the same... Well, you guys came to the party, but I'm saying, like, as far as, like, really getting the hang, this is probably the second, I guess, second time we've all been in the same room together since, like, Riffs for Gifts, I think, maybe, something mm-hmm. like that. But that was a cool night, man. We had a lot of fun, and we raised a bunch of money for the kids, and so I wanted...
Yeah, you doing another one this year?
I want to publicly thank you guys for all your efforts and that, so...
Same goes back to you, man. Thank you. We're all in this together.
It was all you, man. We just played a few songs on stage.
It was fun, man. That was a great night. And me and Lexi have been talking about we're gonna do it again. And we haven't
you heard it.
We haven't just booked it or any bands or anything. But something's gonna happen. We'll make it happen. I wanted to get through the birthday party and then let's shift my focus on that. So, but yeah, man. I'm hoping to...
You going
to
have these sweet Rock Paper Podcast hats at the show on the 5th?
Yeah. I'll set up my merch table.
Set up some merch table.
Yeah. Those are really nice, actually.
Yeah.
If they don't give you space, you can use ours.
If you don't know what we're talking about, because this is an audio format, you can head on over to my Facebook page or anything else. Instagram, I'm available everywhere, but I do have brand new hats and t-shirts available for purchase if you want to rock some Rock Paper Podcast wherever you go.
You just switched over into like official mode.
Yeah,
that was fantastic. That was a promo. Hey,
this whole thing was just to plug your hat.
That's all this is. Yeah. You don't care about barbecue.
Hold on a minute.
Well, actually, you do care about barbecue.
Yeah, dude. I heard there was brisket, so I'm in.
Dude, pulled pork.
I'll take it all. Like free barbecue for my $10 ticket. I mean, that's a bargain.
Yeah, it's gonna be good eating, man, and it's gonna be a good time. We're just gonna hang out, celebrate the song, and just some friends that have been helping us along the way, and just having a good time.
You heard it right here. If you come out and you buy your ticket and you get your barbecue, free high fives from me all night long. So
there's all kinds of freebies at this thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is
unreal.
Birthday
cake. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, don't forget the birthday cake. That is serious.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty serious birthday cake, right, Brando?
Costco, you know, with the buttercream filling.
Dude,
I don't fuck around, man.
Lost for words.
So it was my birthday the other day, 19th.
This isn't about you. June 18th, go ahead, tell your story.
But I just want to tell you, my mother-in-law brought over a Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
What?
For my birthday. And it was legit. I mean, those things are still good. So proud sponsor, Dairy Queen. Check them out.
2019, still holding up.
Yeah, man.
Love that, Shane.
That cookie crumble center fudge or whatever, all that. Oh, man. So good.
That's the secret.
So if you're listening to this and you haven't gone to Dairy Queen or Costco in a while, check it out. Go get us some cake.
Proud sponsors.
Yep. Yeah, support my sponsors because for supporting me. So, and then bring some more cake to the party. But I thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you, man.
So again, check out the Jackal. Check out the tickets. Follow Outrun the Fall on your Facebook and Instagram for more details. And let's party July 5th at the Firebird. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you very much, man.
I'll see you in a couple of days.
Where
see you on the 5th.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.